Microsoft is expected to follow up this week's special dividend announcement with solid quarterly earnings. Analysts surveyed by Thomson First Call expect Microsoft to report fourth quarter earnings of 29 cents a share. The company reported a profit of 23 cents a share at the same time last year. On Tuesday, Microsoft announced a $32 billion one-time dividend payout. It's the largest ever given to shareholders. Some analysts say the steep tax cuts on dividends that were supported by the Bush administration contributed to the company's decision to offer the dividends. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Companies use stock dividends to pass along some of their profits to shareholders, but they're usually only about 1.5% of the share price. And Microsoft will now similarly start offering a dividend of around 1%. But on top of that, it's giving shareholders this much larger one-time $3 a share payout. That's a 10% return on the current share price, which is a lot.
Remarkable. Very unusual.
Lehman Brothers analyst Robert Willen says Microsoft's stock has been pretty flat for going on 4 years now, so offering dividends is a way to keep shareholders happy. But Willen, who's a tax analyst, says Microsoft still never would have done it if it hadn't been for the recent tax cuts, which slashed the top rate at which dividends are taxed to 15%.
You know, I've been doing taxes for over 35 years, and believe me, you know, having worked with thousands and thousands of well-to-do taxpayers and corporate executives, and I'm absolutely 100% confident that this would not have been done in this way had the tax rate been 35%.
Willen says that's not just because corporate executives are concerned about their shareholders having to pay taxes. Oftentimes, the executives themselves get huge cash windfalls from big dividend payouts. In Microsoft's case, CEO Steve Ballmer owns so much stock, he will get a staggering $1.2 billion in dividends.
Ballmer is getting $1 billion in dividend income. Under the prior regime, he would have had to pay $350 million in taxes on that dividend. However, a 15% rate allows him to keep an additional $200 million of that billion-dollar distribution. You know, there's no doubt that the ability to hold on to an additional $200 million was a key element, if not the key element, in their decision to make this payout in the form that they did.
For his part, Bill Gates says he'll donate the $3.5 billion he's getting in dividends. Ballmer isn't discussing his plans for the money. Since the new tax law went into effect, more than 50 companies have offered special dividends packages. That's more than four times as many as before the tax cut. Some analysts say if more companies follow suit, these dividend payouts could even help stimulate the broader economy. But some experts are skeptical. Peter Orszag is an economist with the Brookings Institution.
We're all better off when there is more income floating around and when payments like this are made. That's all great news. But the real question is, what sorts of policies do we need to have a sustainable long-term economic recovery?
Orszag says Americans who need the money the most don't own enough stock for bigger dividend payouts to mean much. He says lawmakers could have done more to help the broader economy if they'd focused on unemployment benefits and on tax cuts for families living paycheck to paycheck. Chris Arnold, NPR News.